You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, Portland 91.9 FM, Hood River in the Gorge 104.3 FM, Philomath and Corvallis. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212 in Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net. You are listening to Occupy Radio.
It's about time.
40. KBOO is proud to present a KBOO dance party with live salsa and Latin jazz.
Hi, I'm Nick Geffro, host of Jazz Lives on KBOO. I brought back my nine-piece salsa and Latin jazz band, Palante. We have some exciting musicians, including lead vocalist Isa Perez from Havana, Cuba. And Palante is putting on a KBOO benefit salsa dance party. Come hear us on Sunday night, October 20th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Celebrate with us on the big dance floor at Fontainebleau Nightclub. The club is at Northeast 3rd and Broadway in Portland.
Meet new friends and enjoy a KBOO community event with some exciting Latin flavor. That's Palante, Sunday, October 20th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at Northeast 3rd and Broadway. More details at kboo.fm.
Welcome to Occupy Portland Radio, our special October 2013 pledge drive. Look back at some of our favorite pieces that we've been able to cover because you, members, listeners, have reached out and supported our efforts to bring you cutting-edge, in-the-moment, up-to-date reports of actions, concerns, viewpoints, and observations about the world that we live in today and what we're going to do about it. Today we're going to hear from Brian Wilson. We'll have a recap of our salute to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and their efforts at exposing secret offshore banking. We'll talk with our friend, the anarchist comedian Arlo Stone. We have some material from the Camp Cascadia effort that took place at the Mount Tabor Reservoirs. We have our tribute to Jerome Schneider, and we'll end with a tongue-in-cheek piece about wealthy kids, wealthy Portland, and their efforts to improve the dental health of children in the area by putting dental floss in the water. It's our Pledge Drive special. I'm Jimmy Tardy. Thank you so much for your support. We start off with Brian Wilson.
Welcome to Occupy Portland Radio. I'm Jimmy Tardy.
I'm Joe Lino.
We're joined in the studio today by S. Brian Wilson. Some of you may know him as the author of the book Blood on the Tracks, which is an account of his longtime efforts and direct confrontation of U.S. international policy in a number of arenas, specifically the military use of force around the world in a number of different contexts, beginning in Vietnam and continuing to this day. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk today about Brian's hunger strike that he's been doing in solidarity with the prisoners in Guantanamo, Cuba, who've been hunger striking for, 100 days, some of them now?
Some of them more than 100 days.
And it's 80-plus people, more than 100 days. They're enduring, to start with, they've been enduring being snatched up from their villages in the middle of the night by a heavily armed group of, I'm sure, very nice men, transported in hoods in the back of a C-140 halfway across the world, held in secret detention. Who knows what sort of treatment they got there. And then they end up in Guantanamo. This is all, of course, under the auspices of the War on Terror. A number of the hunger strikers ended up in Guantanamo, Cuba, and have actually been cleared for release from Guantanamo as they've been determined to not be a threat. And then, trying to be brief here, but then there's all the other twists and turns that have led to the situation that we're in now, where they're still there, and they've decided that the only recourse that they have, I read a quote one of them said the other day, is they won't let us live in peace, and they want to die in peace. Goes on further to say that the authorities there at Guantanamo won't even let them die in peace because of these force feedings that they're enduring, which is, you know, just the smallest part of this whole saga. Brian has been 17 days now fasting to bring attention to this issue. And so we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to be playing the, as best I can, role of devil's advocate in this conversation to try to, well, at least give Brian a moving target. So, Brian, I guess first off, how do you feel?
I feel fine right now so far.
You're
17 days, but I'm eating 300 calories a day of very carefully selected vegetables, a few fruits, 4 ounces, 2 ounces of protein, and 4 ounces of oats and 4 ounces of millet. And I have all the calories identified by each food so that I know when I'm getting close to 300.
Uh-huh.
And when I might go over 300. Some days I only take 280. I've been at 310, but basically 300 calories a day.
Right, right. And I understand that part of the reason that you didn't go on a water-only fast was to keep your partner happy about you doing this.
I've done water-only fasts in the past, a number of them actually, but I was younger.
Right.
My body was a little stronger, more durable, and now I'm 1 month shy of 72. And so I felt I could go on an indefinite fast on 300 calories a day in solidarity with the hunger strikers and also Diane Wilson, who's another faster in Washington, D.C., who is on water only.
And she's about a month now?
Yeah, she's about a month. But she actually, her sister just died in Texas, so she just went back to bury her sister. And I think temporarily she's on juice alternating with water until, and then her mother's dying. So so she's in Texas right now, but she's been at the White House for at least 25 days before she went to Texas, water only.
And that's Diane?
Diane Wilson, with one L.
With one L. Well, our thoughts are with you, Diane. So physically, you feel
fine? So far, I feel fine.
Continuing to bicycle from your home to downtown?
And hand cycle, yes.
Hand cycle.
Three-wheel hand cycle. Yeah. I need to stay active as long as possible.
Yeah, for sure.
It's only 6 or 7 miles from my house to the city hall and back, so that's a 12, 14-mile round trip.
Right.
Can you at least briefly tell us the process that went on in this decision to...
Yeah, I was reading an account of how the actual force feeding works, and how they were strapping these guys in their head, chest, midsection, feet, and arms, and then pushing this tube, an oversized tube, into their nose that makes their nose bleed. And pushes it down into their stomach, which makes them throw up, even though they're trying to get what they're giving them, Ensure, E-N-S-U-R-E, this supplement. And I was seeing myself in that position. How could I handle that? And by the way, force feeding itself is in violation of international law. And so I went out in my garden at 3 in the morning. I couldn't quite sleep, and I just started crying thinking about it. Like, it was so evil, so medieval, so sadistic. So, in fact, these men have been there 11 years with no charges, no trials. Now they're keeping them alive through another element of torture. Force feeding is considered an aspect of torture. So I started crying, and I said, what am I going to do? I can't just know that it's happening. I have to express myself in some fashion. So I decided the next morning that I would go on a fast in solidarity with their fast, their hunger strike, but I would do it on 300 calories so that I wasn't in any immediate danger over the next couple, 3 months. I could actually probably go 5 months without any real serious problems, and I don't even know what I would feel after 5 months. But that was the origins of my decision.
Okay.
And welcome back to our Occupy Portland Radio Pledge Drive special for October 2013.
You are listening, in fact, to the Occupy Portland Pledge Drive special for 2013. You have just listened to this interview with Brian Wilson, who is such a legend and hero, really, in the peace community for the world. And he lives right here in town. And we thank Jimmy for bringing us this interview. We have Jimmy here with us right now. We're asking you to support broadcasts just like this, Occupy Radio, and all of the public affairs that KBOO brings you day in and day out. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Join KBOO right now. Renew your membership to KBOO today.
So this show is starting out with Brian Wilson, an interview that we did with him earlier this year about an ongoing effort, his hunger strike in solidarity with Guantanamo prisoners. That started to grow into solidarity efforts with prisoners around the country who are being subjugated to solitary confinement. They're going on hunger strikes. They're being force-fed. That's growing. There's going to be an event at the first part of November that you can find out more about that at the Veterans for Peace. And it's because you, listener, have kept up your support for this station by going to the phone and dialing 877-500-5266. You make it possible for us here to bring you depth and range of coverage everywhere from heavy issues like Brian Wilson's talking about to some of the other stuff that you'll hear in over the course of the hour. A little bit of humor and some poking fun at people, but we're always doing it because you continue your support by going to the phone. That's 877-500-5266. Become a sustaining member, $60 a year. We have a $60 matching grant on the table. That's the sustaining level. So go ahead, make that call, 877-500-5266.
We have a $250 goal for this hour, and we can do that with your help. When you dial 877-500-5266, you are saying yes to your community. You are enriching your entire community by supporting radio without corporate fetters. Feathers without corporate fetters. Radio that brings you the resistance right here in your local area. We're connecting you wherever you might be in this community of thought. We ask for your support right now. It's an opportunity to actively participate in community media. Dial 877-500-5266.
Welcome back to our Occupy Portland Radio Pledge Drive special for October 2013. Previously, we were listening to Brian Wilson talking about his hunger strike in solidarity with Guantanamo prisoners. A little update, Brian did have to suspend his fast because he got hit by a car while he was riding his hand cycle. And subsequent to that, a chain fast has developed with approximately 20 people involved in holding Brian's fast until he's well enough to return. Hopefully in the upcoming shows we'll have a segment about that and about some more efforts in that regard. Now we'll go to the first piece that Occupy Portland Radio did regarding the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and their efforts at exposing the secret offshore banking network that is throttling our economy and holding our democracy hostage. Go to that now. On Monday, April 8 of this year, the nonprofit group International Consortium of Investigative Journalists began releasing information relating to secret offshore bank accounts, obtained as a result of ICIJ Director Gerald Roud's 3-year investigation into an Australian offshore scandal. The files offer the first ever glimpse inside the secretive offshore banking network that is used by the world's financial elite to do a number of things, dodging their taxation demands being only one of them. While the story is getting major attention throughout the world, the U.S. press has been very quiet about the revelations.
Among the few mentions in the U.S. press are an article that appeared in the New York Times on Monday the 15th that attempts to paint the issue as an example of tax evasion. While the governments of Britain, Germany, Spain, Italy, and France have all made promises to step up their sharing of information in order to fight tax evasion, we here at Occupy Portland Radio argue that the issue goes well beyond simple tax evasion. Snaring a number of high government officials in the net cast by the revelations, the exposure is casting a light on the global mechanism that facilitates governmental corruption throughout the world. By exposing the mechanisms of corruption, the project is threatening elite manipulation of governments and providing the rest of us an opportunity unprecedented in history, namely to restore some justice to the world economic system. The offshore network, so far exposed, represents up to 40% of the world's secretive banking, with potentially half of the world's economic transactions going through these networks. The issue of secret offshore banking is confusing, and that's on purpose. In order to make it as difficult as possible to follow the money, a variety of different schemes are used. The following is from the ICIJ and its contributors Kimberly Porteous, Marina Walker-Guevara, Sohail Al-Jamea, Patterson Clark, and Scott Higgum in collaboration with The Washington Post. Full attribution and credits are posted on our website, kboo.fm/OccupyPortland, and at opdxradio.tumblr.com. The issue of secret offshore banking is confusing, and that's on purpose. In order to make it as difficult as possible to follow the money, a variety of different schemes are used. The following is from the ICIJ and its contributors Kimberly Porteous, Marina Walker-Guevara, Sohail Al-Jamea, Patterson Clark, and Scott Higgum in collaboration with The Washington Post. Full attribution and credits are posted on our website, kboo.fm/OccupyPortland, and at opdxradio.tumblr.com.
This is the story about the tricks used by those in the know to hide assets and skirt the rules. Half of all global trade passes through offshore tax havens, and an estimated one-third of the world's wealth resides there. Many people use the offshore world for legal tax shelters, or to smooth the way for international trade. But tax havens cost all of us. Without offshore tax havens, the Enron scandal wouldn't have been possible, or the massive fraud pulled off by Bernie Madoff, or the Greek debt crisis. So if you want to avoid paying taxes, or launder money, or create a front company to conceal your activities, or hide your assets from the government, or your wife, or keep your property and investments secret, or open a bank account in another name, making it almost impossible for anyone to trace it back to you, you can easily set up a secret company using one of hundreds of offshore agents. Let's look at the British Virgin Islands, home to 500,000 offshore companies. That's about 40% of the offshore companies on the planet. You can buy a ready-made shelf company, or create your own secret company from scratch in about 3 days for just over $1,000. You may be asked to produce documents to establish your identity, and they might check your name in a database to see if you're a terrorist. But don't worry, while the system may catch the big fish, it still lets scores of fraudsters and criminals slip through the net. For another $500 or so, you can hire a third person, or even a shell company, to be the nominee director of your offshore entity. These nominees rent their names so you, the real owner of the company, don't have to disclose yours. It's like registering your car in a stranger's name. Total anonymity. That same person can be a nominee director of hundreds, even thousands of companies around the world. The best part? The nominee doesn't get involved in your company at all. One Panama firm promises that their nominees will be completely ignorant to the happenings of your corporation. They sign a power of attorney and hand control of the company to you. But your name never appears on the corporate documents. Now your offshore agent can open a bank account in your company's name, making it very hard for anybody to trace the money back to you. You could create an asset protection trust in the Cook Islands of the South Pacific, a place notorious for its secrecy. Then you could park your secret company and bank account into the trust. Even if someone finds you, your creditors will have a hard time trying to untangle it all because the Cook Islands doesn't recognise foreign judgments. Oh, and it's a crime in the Cook Islands to disclose any information about an offshore trust. So you can see how offshore tax havens allow you to play outside the rules and cloak your activities and identity in complete secrecy. And it's all perfectly legal, as long as you declare it.
Equally instructive is the interactive website available at www.icij.org/offshore/interactive-stash-your-cash. That's interactive stash your cash.
Here we are at KBOO. We may hear the term sometimes bandied about, off-center, off our rocker. Sometimes we're even off the mark, but one thing that we're not is offshore. We're not offshore. We're local. And that's an important thing that I want to thank you, our listeners and our supporters, for, is because your sustaining this radio station has allowed me and many other people to go to these events, go to these actions where people are taking their time to risk themselves sometimes, actually put their bodies on the line, risk civil disobedience, risk having to deal with the courts. And here KBOO shows up, and I hear it so many times. Oh, KBOO's here. Oh, I love KBOO. We're a part of this community. People recognize what we represent and what we offer to the community. They're glad to see us, and that's because you have gone to the phone and dialed 877-500-5266. You can go on the web at kboo.fm as well. Make the pledge. Keep us doing what we do down here at the Boo.
It's true, Jimmy. And this is Ani. I'm here this afternoon helping to entice you to take this moment to become a member of KBOO. We know that many of you listen, but only a few of you take the action to actively participate in your community media. Community media, community radio in particular, is not a spectator sport. It takes labor from many, many volunteers, about 500 volunteers, to actually do the work of this station. And you right now, you know, if you have the time to volunteer, that's wonderful. We would welcome you to do that. If you don't have the time, but maybe you are able to support us with a little of your money, we need that too. This is a time that you can take the right action just by opening your checkbook or bringing your credit card to the phone and dialing 877-500-5266. You can also join us online at kboo.fm. Support community radio, support KBOO and its legacy of getting volunteers into these events, as Jimmy was saying, to get you the story so that they can bring back what happened from their perspective and share it with you. You weren't able to go. You're not able to risk the tear gas. You're not able to risk arrest. But you want to know what happened. You want to know it from a point of view that you can trust, a point of view that is, in fact, from your community, because we are a part of your community. Please close the gap right now and help the community fund us with your very own support. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. If you're listening right now, and I dare say you are, or you wouldn't hear me say that, then it is perhaps that you are very interested in news and public affairs. Perhaps you, like myself, are sort of a news and information junkie. Well, if that's the case, then do consider giving at a $10 a month level. It sustains us all year round, and you'll be able to pick up a thank you gift that's a 4-gig audio flash drive. So this is a sustaining membership I'm talking about, $10 a month. It's easy to do. It takes just a couple minutes to set up with the person answering the phone. And then you'll be able to ask for a 4-gig audio flash drive that includes recorded talks, very recent recorded talks, by Bill McKibben of the 350.org you know them, Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, Greg Palast, Raj Patel, Robert Jensen, Kathleen Dean Moore, Thomas Lindsay, and oh so many others, plus numerous KABU-hosted specials, and oh, you know, again, tons, tons more. This is hours of listening. It's a heavy metal-free gig flash drive, which I think is kind of spiffy because we actually care about that sort of thing, and we want to actually be, you know, have some integrity as we do this thing together. That's your community radio station. You have integrity. That's why you are going to participate and actually sponsor your community media resource, KBOO, by dialing 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm. We still have a little matching grant going on, don't we there, Jimmy?
That's right. This is the harvest time. This is the time of thanks. We are here giving our thanks to you, and there is matching money still on the table, and we are waiting for you to pick up that phone, match that money by calling 877-500-5266, and then it's kboo.fm on the internets, or you can come down 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We'll feed you maybe even if you show up soon.
That's right. You are welcome here at your community radio station. We would love to give you a tour. We'd love to meet our listeners. You can see how the radio is made, and you can see exactly where your hard-earned money is going. It's not on real lush accommodations here. We are several studios. We have the good graces, really, of your support over the years that has helped us build and maintain these studios, and we're asking you to continue that support right now. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
Welcome back to the Occupy Portland Radio Pledge Drive Special for October 2013. So far, we've heard from Brian Wilson, and we heard a piece on the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists that we did regarding their efforts to expose secret offshore banking networks and what they mean to you and me. We'll now go to two pieces that'll be stitched together. First one, we're going to hear some audio recorded in the field at the Camp Cascadia effort regarding the Mount Tabor reservoirs, and then we'll have a sampling from our hour-long special, Arlo Stone, the anarchist comedian. Let's go to those now. So maybe you can hear the helicopter that is definitely circling Mount Tabor. No question about it, based on its flight pattern and what it's been doing in the past couple of minutes. Can't tell who or what this helicopter might be associated with, but let's go follow it. Ah, so we have police, multiple police on ATVs, multiple units. They're heading up Harrison.
Hey.
Hi. They're going off trail quite significantly. On patrol. Checking in pockets where people may be hidden. It's the police shutting down your good water. They're helping. Helicopter circling overhead. I see at least one Water Bureau truck. And we go on the authorized motor vehicles, Lincoln Street and Reservoir Loop Road. Quiet at the end of this neighborhood street.
Can you tell me who you are and what you're doing out here today?
Yeah, my name is Sabrina Louise, and I'm a volunteer with Clean Water Portland, and I'm also the office administrator for the Unitarian Universalist Ministry for Earth. And And one of the things that we're doing today to save our Bull Run water is we have copies of a letter to Earl Blumenauer and also Senator Merkley. And it's primarily to officially ask for a formal partnership between our office, the City of Portland, and the Oregon Health Authority to seek a solution to this particular problem until they achieve one. Because they're saying that they've asked for this and they seem to have given up so easily. And we really think that it's important to not privatize our water. And the city is so far into debt that there's no way that they're going to be able to pay off those debts unless they barter our public resources to private corporations, and we don't want to see that happen. We're going to wait until we have a critical mass of letters, and then we're going to hand deliver them. This might be ongoing. We might collect a whole bunch and then deliver them, but either way, we hope to get them to those offices sometime early next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Mama!
Mama! Say, save our water!
Save our water!
Give us a waiver!
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 Yeah!
We're joined in the studio tonight by Arlo Stone, the only known anarchist to be working the comedy circuit. What's up, Arlo?
Hey, how are you guys today? Thanks for having me down to the Mighty Boo.
Thank you
so much for coming down.
Yeah, man. It's good to see you like always.
Yeah.
So we are taking a little bit of a lighter approach today. Gonna laugh a little bit, yuck it up. Mr. Arlo Stone here in the studio. Arlo, what's happening, man?
Just, I got some gigs in the next couple nights, so looking forward to that. I'll be out in Pendleton and then down to Klamath Falls. And other than that, just maintaining the status quo as an anarchist comedian.
The status quo, maintaining the status quo as an anarchist. I think, my friend, you may be establishing the status quo as an anarchist comedian.
Oh, no, many have gone before.
Oh, yeah?
There have been many funny anarchist comedians. Uh-huh. I might be the only one who's getting paid for it. I don't know. There's plenty of people getting paid for being funny and being holding anarchist principles in their art. But it's definitely a surreal experience to be an anarchist and then to be in a bar full of 200 rednecks or liberals. I mean, you know, they're both culpable at this point, right? Is there a difference, really? I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Liberal apologists for NSA? Do you ever think you'd live to see the day?
Liberal apologists for NSA. I don't know that I've caught a lot of that. Liberal apologists for NSA.
Well, basically, it's the Democrats now that are defending the. They were trolling Bush for 8 years when he was doing it, but now that.
Now that Obama's at the helm, hey, like, hey.
Hope and change, right?
What makes a liberal? I mean, you know, what are we talking about here?
What makes a liberal is you keep hoping Obama's going to change and you keep voting for him. That's what makes a good liberal. No,
I don't know. You might be onto something there.
I don't know what makes a good liberal. I don't care about liberals. I'm proud to be an anarchist. And not only that, by the way, I am an old anarchist. Then there's a difference. Let me tell you the difference. Young anarchist Arlo thinks it would be awesome to whip a rock through that Starbucks window over on the corner. And old anarchist Arlo thinks, I don't really feel like defending myself as my own attorney for the eighth trial in my life, so I will refrain. That's basically the difference. No, people do ask me, though, like, whoa, anarchist, what does that mean? Well, here's what being an anarchist means. It's basically just extreme do-it-yourselfing. That's it. I know you think, oh, do it yourself. I got that. I live in Portland. I give the dog walking service Fridays off. What are you talking about? I'm a DIY king. No, I'm talking about do it yourself to the nth degree, meaning just like I said, you get in some trouble, you need a lawyer. Hey, you are the lawyer, bro.
You got a lawyer. You
put on a tie, anarchist. It's time to play lawyer. You got a kid that needs to be either born and then raised? Well, better do that at home. I have three kids, all of them born at home, not one doctor anywhere near me. Raise your own kids, teach your own kids, birth your own kids. Basically, it's extreme do-it-yourselfing. And there's a lot of upshot, by the way. First of all, let me just talk about being a lawyer, as an anarchist lawyer. First of all, I blame the client. for the whole shoot. All eight tries. You try representing an unrepentant jerk who won't even wear a tie to court. All right? It's a total nightmare. Now, speaking as the client, I have to say that we got clobbered a couple times there, but once my attorney side figured it all out and started to put some wins together, I feel like we balanced the ledger a little bit. So, plus, my friends need legal advice. Like, they come to me and they say, hey, there's no due process. My rights are being trampled. And I say, hey, listen, I'm a lawyer, basically, pro se, which is a French word that means daddy's out of money. But basically, pro se, you represent yourself. And so I apply my vast legal experience. I tell myself, hey, there's plenty of due process. You just got to – it's different now. Here's how it works. Your money is due. That's the process. It's everywhere. What do you want to park? That'll be some money. What do you not have a quarter? That'll be $120. What do you need? A hunting license, OLCC card, food handler's card. Get out of here with that. Marriage certificate, birth certificate. You're not even out of the shoot yet, and they already want you to send $20 away for the birth certificate, right? Everywhere you look, there's some sort of money is due. That's the process, bro. Death certificate? You want a death certificate? That'll be an extra $40. I'm dead! Get out of my wallet, I'm dead! Due process. Look it up.
Well, that's what I'm talking about right there.
People question your sanity, too. None of my kids are vaccinated, first of all. Get that autism garbage out of my kids' needle, my kids' arms. All right? We don't need that going on. Oh, these are radical beliefs. You don't even go to a hospital? You're crazy. No, you're crazy if you go to a hospital. Listen, facts do not lie. More people die where? In hospitals than anywhere else. That is a fact. You cannot lie.
They even have morgues in the basements of them.
That's right. The only place people die in more than hospitals is in beds. That's it. And if you're in a hospital bed, you're basically dead at that point. You don't even have a pulse at
straight
that point.
Shoot to the morgue.
Which is why I stay out of both beds and hospitals as due recourse.
That's why they put wheels on them hospital beds.
Yeah,
so you
get
down,
you
to,
down
the morgue.
To the morgue in a hurry. Get this guy out of here. Bring in the next victim.
Before you start to rot.
What is it? Right leg, left leg, amputee? I don't know. Who's the doctor here? It's my shift. My shift's out. I'm out of here.
So are you a DIY doctor? Is that what you're saying there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The only field I will not go into as a do-it-yourself anarchist, and I've fleshed this out considerably, but I think I might have met my match in do-it-yourself dentistry. There is no way, not even with 100 whippets in the park, can I muster up enough nerve to grab that drill and go to town. Because when I smell the smell, that's when it all goes haywire. You know the smell. It's the worst smell.
Like other people causing that.
Oh, it's the worst myself. Ever. So even anarchism has its limits. But basically, being an anarchist just means you're a do-it-yourselfer to the nth degree, and you live and let be. And unless you own a major corporation or I see you in the 1% movie later on tonight, you're pretty much safe. Or unless you're at Walmart on Black Friday, in which case you're fair game. Even as a pedestrian consumer, if you wake your kids up at 2 in the morning to go grab a deal on some kind of electronic slave crud at Walmart on Black Friday after Thanksgiving, you deserve whatever kind of tire-slashing project you got coming your way in the parking lot, courtesy of your local anarchist. Right? You got your kids with you. If you can't teach them, get out of Walmart. It's not worth ruining the entire neighborhood so you save 8 cents on a spatula. If you can't teach that to your kids, then I'm going to teach it to them. All right? So go ahead. Take your stupid kids to Walmart and see what happens with the parking lot and the tires. You'll be screaming and crying. It's a teachable moment, right? That's what it's called. If Dad would quit bellyaching about his tires, he might understand this. Now go sit in the corner and wait for AAA to show up. Think about what you've done with your kids, getting them up at 4 in the morning for this stupid slave. Why me? Why me? What are you talking about? You're at Walmart with your old family at 5 in the morning. What? How not you? Now sit in the corner and think about what you've done and wait for AAA. Usually it's about 45 minutes for AAA, but this is capitalism, and they're having a very busy morning here at Walmart. So you might have a big 3-hour wait ahead of you. But again, this is capitalism at work. So enjoy your wait time and wait for those tires to come up. And next time, maybe I won't see you at Walmart.
Arlo Stone, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a little bit of a break here. We'll be back before you
hold
know.
Hold all my calls, please.
And you are listening to KBOO, your community radio station. This is Occupy Radio. And I have the producer, Jimmy Tardy, right here next to me. We are asking you to support this program and other programs in the public affairs lineup here on KBOO because it's important. Why is it important? It's important because we bring you news from our local area to the international milieu. And we do it with perspectives that are neglected, that are unpopular, that are controversial. We do it from the grassroots. And we do it with your support at 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
And we do it having a good time with joy in our hearts because we don't have to rely on somebody else telling us, do it like everybody else is doing it. Say what everybody else is saying. We don't have to do that because you are supporting us and you're doing that right now. You got that extra $60. Come on, throw some sustenance our way. Become a sustaining member by calling 877-500-5266. It's just that simple. And then you, I'm talking to that listener out there, you know you've got the extra money. You've been listening. You're wondering what to do with it. What can I do with my money that'll be put to good use? Well, I can tell you something. We're going to put that money to good use down here. We're going to put that money toward microphones because that's pretty much the only thing that we really need. We don't need chairs. Look at these chairs. These chairs are, what, 60 years old?
At least.
And we're not spending the money on that. This carpeting. We're not spending the money on this kind of stuff.
What we're spending it on is bringing you the signal. Day in and day out, 24 hours a day, no joke. The signal transmission from the tower, the equipment that it takes.
Can't do it without it.
No, that's really the essence of radio. We need that, right?
And that's what we're asking for.
And we are asking you to support it right now at 877-500-5266. Your membership of $60 would be so appreciated. Your membership of $20, so appreciated. Your participation is what is needed here at KBOO, and we really can't do it without you. Our listeners, our funders, you are really the community, the grassroots that keeps us afloat. 877-500-5266. Consider joining in a sustaining way, giving us $5 a month or $10 a month. Keep that contribution going all year round and sustain your entire community. If you give it $10 a month, you would be eligible to get this 4-gig audio flash drive. Ask the person answering the phone about that when you call 877-500-5266. It's got recorded talks from Bill McKibben, Amy Goodman, Greg Palast, Raj Patel, and oh so many more, including a whole lot of original content. Hear from your local producers, the volunteers of KBOO Radio.
We have a thank you to give to Teresa out there. Thank you so much for your support. It's 877-500-5266. Do it like she did it. Give us a call. Support us. This is Occupy Portland Radio. We're going back to the show. And now a word from some of those who make all of this possible.
The Complete Guide to Offshore Money Havens. How to Make Millions, Protect Your Privacy, and Legally Avoid Taxes by Jerome Schneider.
Order your copy now. More than 200,000 copies in print. Make sure to get your hands on your copy today. Get all the tips and tricks you need for offshore investments.
In offshore money havens like Nauru, Nevis, or the Netherlands Antilles. What I call the three N's. You can enjoy ironclad secrecy laws that strictly forbid any bureaucratic review of your personal financial records. And as you become an international man, you'll enjoy privacy benefits, including reducing your internet exposure, protection of your bank records, limits on excessive and unfair marketplace competition, separation of your present from your past, and layering. Layering is one of my favorites. Very simple, really. The idea to draw the scent of any search away from you by creating the illusion the property belongs to someone else.
So, who participates in offshore banking, you ask?
Several branches of the U.S. government, from the U.S. Army to the CIA, are active customers of offshore banks. Why? Because these institutions require secrecy. They don't want nosy congressmen or pesky investigative journalists to find out about it. The powers that be in the CIA and the Army use offshore banks because they're international men. Yes, international men like businessman Albert Hakim, who the U.S. Justice Department tried to link to Oliver North's Iran-Contra dealings. Government lawyers had tried to get a court order forcing Mr. Hakim to turn over all records from his offshore companies, but a judge tossed out the case. The U.S. government had absolutely no power to ask Mr. Hakim to turn over any offshore business records. In fact, the court also noted that offshore banking records were so secret that the U.S. government hadn't even been able to prove Mr. Hakim had anything to do with any offshore companies. Mr. Hakim walked free because he was an international man. The beauty of the offshore world is that the same U.S. government that relies on this offshore world for its own covert dealings can't even prove the offshore world exists. And there's absolutely nothing the U.S. government can do to stop you from joining the ranks of international men. Being offshore is an all-encompassing financial perspective, liberated from territorial boundaries and legislative decrees. It transforms the globe into one enormous economic system. And by taking advantage of this system, out will go the onerous restrictions and red tape that slow down the release of new products. In come the tax advantages and the protection of assets and profits. These tax havens exist because serious investors and entrepreneurs need a kinder, gentler place to do their deals. They also need places where they can enjoy privacy and the sense of well-being that comes from knowing their assets are protected. The very notion of tax havens and offshore investing raises some hackles. Some people turn negative right away. They think of media stories and reports that identify anything offshore as being within the realm of drug dealers and money launderers. Nothing could be further from the truth. Remember that almost every Fortune 500 company reaps the benefits from their own offshore money haven programs. Do you really think McDonald's or Walmart is involved in money laundering? There's no way image-conscious corporations such as these would get involved with anything so criminal. Unless they thought they could get away with it. Oh, is this still on?
And when you order now, you'll receive the updated edition, which includes a case study on Jerome's personal friend, Larry, who was lost and confused and stressed by his financial misfortunes until Jerome welcomed him into the world of offshore banking.
And now, Larry unwinds, making his investment decisions in a relaxed and contemplative atmosphere as he enjoys the beaches and the boats. Now he feels a sense of empowerment where before he felt victimized. Now he enjoys the privacy that is his right as an American. In the complete guide to offshore money havens, you'll also learn how to say goodbye to the IRS. You'll learn how to exercise your choice to acquire citizenship in another country, registering your assets there, and proving that you've given up U.S. citizenship. You can thus relieve yourself of any obligation to pay Uncle Sam taxes. Should you decide to renounce your U.S. citizenship, you'll join the ranks of some giants of industry, including Kenneth Dart of Dart Container, whose company is responsible for producing more than half of the 30 billion polystyrene cups sold each year in the United States. Mr. Dart has renounced his U.S. citizenship to become a citizen of the tiny Central American country of Belize. According to the Embassy of Belize in Washington, the tiny country taxes no income generated outside its borders. So while Dart lives in Sarasota, Florida, he works out of the Cayman Islands. That choice has saved him millions in taxes. Or there's John Ippy Durance III, the billionaire heir to the Campbell Soup fortune, who exercised his right to renounce U.S. citizenship to become a citizen of Ireland. Ted Arison, founder of Carnival Cruise Lines, moved to Israel and became a citizen there. J. Mark Mobius, the famed money market manager, has now adopted the German citizenship of his ancestors. Sir John Templeton gave up his U.S. citizenship and moved to Nassau. The move saved him $100 million in capital gains taxes when he sold his mutual fund management company in 1992. I'm so grateful to you, Jerome, for helping me unstress and have a completely different attitude from the way I've done business in the past. Now I feel fearless, and I have you to thank for it. It's all on account of you putting me offshore and out of reach of the U.S. government and judicial system. Yes, this book, The Complete Guide to Offshore Tax Havens, will provide you another benefit. We compare offshore tax havens, and we rate them based on their main language, whether they use a civil or a common legal system, whether their travelability is treacherous or comfortable, how much it costs to get into the system and to maintain your secret bank, and finally and most importantly, we provide a secrecy grade, AA or AAA.
So call now to get your hands and your new copy of The Complete Guide to Offshore Money Havens.
That's what we do on Occupy Portland Radio. We find issues and we find different ways to talk about them, different lenses to look at them through. And it's because of KBOO and your support there, listener, because you call us at 877-500-5266. It's because you do that that we are able to bring that to you. And it's not at the behest of someone whose interests are that we just simply shut up. It's not happening.
That's right, because we keep going with your support. You are the grassroots. You tell us that you value hard-hitting news and public affairs. You tell us that you value grassroots connections to your community media. You tell us that you value an organization that, in fact, has inherent values you may share, values like peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. Those are the eight values actually written into the KBOO Community Radio Program Charter. This is what you support with your dollars when you call 877-500-5266. Or online, you can join us at KBOO.fm. I want to let you know we have just $100 left to raise to meet our goal for Occupy Radio this afternoon, and I think that's phenomenal. It's because you've been calling 877-500-5266, and just like Therese or Teresa, we want to thank you when you become a part of KBOO.
That's right. We want to thank you, and we also want to thank Jam Cafe at 2239 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, Petisco at 1411 Northeast Broadway, and Cabazon at 5200 Northeast Sacramento Street. We're thanking them for the food that they provided us today. That's what we're munching on in between the chance that we have to come to you and remind you once again, the number is 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM on the internet.
We rely on your participation to pay the bills. That's how we stay independent. We don't actually take any huge grants. We don't have one large corporate sponsor. We don't have really corporate sponsors here at KBOO. We have grassroots connections. We rely on you, community members, to keep us going. We have about 4,500 community members right now contributing to KBOO, and I think that's really exciting. We'd love to grow that family and make that community stronger. If you have not yet given to KBOO, I've talked to a couple people so far this drive who said, I've been listening for years, and, you know, I understand. It is really my turn. This is my time to become a member of KBOO. I'm talking to you, then, if that applies. If you have been listening for years, Make this your moment. Go ahead and jump to the other side and know that you are a part of Resistance Radio, that you are, in fact, radioactive in all the best ways. We are activist radio, really, at a very grassroots level. It is people from the community who are passionate about these issues that come in to produce these programs so that their perspective and your perspective can get out there to enrich everyone. Go ahead and give us a dial, 877-500-5266. Consider sustaining us at $5 a month, $10 a month. I like to suggest that you give 1 hour's wage every month if you have employment. Then consider sharing around the responsibility of funding this independent media resource by contributing 1 hour's wage. I think it's a great thing to do. It's what I do. It's what many of my friends do. And it's a way of sharing that responsibility to the best of our ability. It spreads it around the community so that we can all enrich each other. Give us a dial at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
KBOO, making waves, not just airwaves, but also making waves in the community, upsetting the boat when the boat needs to be upset. That's what we do here. And the reason we're able to do that is because we also can make those airwaves, but we need power. We need power to do it. We need you to share some of your power with us, that economic power. You may think it's minuscule. You may think it doesn't have any purpose. You may think you can't put it to a good use. Well, I'm here to tell you, friend, you can. You can put it together with small funds from many donors, and we will take it, we will put it all together, and we will send it down a pipeline. But that happens because you make that phone ring, just like that phone just did right there, by calling 877-500-5266. We are on the internet because we are just that cutting edge. We are social media savvy down here at KBOO, or at least we're trying to be. We're getting there, but we're beyond that, beyond the social media. We are social media before social media was even a term. That's what's been happening here at KBOO. We are the community reflecting on itself, communicating with itself, expressing itself. And that happens because you did a selfless act by calling 877-500-5266. Become a sustaining member. What is it? $60 a year, $5 a month. What does that work out to? That's 16 cents a day. That's minuscule when you think about it that way. Take that little bit of change, put it together, and we will keep the airwaves moving. We will keep rocking the boat. That number, once again, 877-500-5266. Call.
Newsflash. Following their defeat in their efforts to get fluoride put into the water of the Portland metro area, Wealthy Kids Wealthy Portland is announcing that they're coming up with a new strategy. We go now live to their press conference being held at Wealthy Kids Wealthy Portland headquarters in City Hall, where they are just about to start a press conference.
Is this thing on? Hi. So, in light of our tragic loss in the campaign to fluoridate the citizens of Portland, we have decided to take a new tack. We are now going to be pushing to put dental floss into the water supply. And we believe very, very strongly, that this is going to be a profound public health service that will whiten the landscape. We've gotten an influx of cash from some non-mafioso linked investors. They're not connected with crime in any way. Any reports to the contrary are highly overinflated. I just want to point that out. We've had quite an influx of cash that's enabling us to pull off this unprecedented program. It's all non-mafioso. None of our backers are at all linked to the mob or any kind of organized crime faction in any way. I just want to point that out. I think that it's very important to go on the record stating that. So we know that already the speculation market on home enema kits has skyrocketed greatly, about 150%. That's very encouraging. So already there are people who are making boatloads of money. The entire rainbow-colored spectrum of the rectal health industry has skyrocketed almost overnight. It is profound. We are going to paint the town brown. So we're going to open up the floor to some Q&A here.
Have you thought about incorporating Asian wrestling?
But you didn't know this can't be safe.
What about our relations overseas?
Would this give my children diarrhea?
We're now going to go back to our regularly scheduled program, An Evening with the Rothschilds.
Hi, this is Per Fogring, host of Fight the Empire. Dmitry Orlov was born in the Soviet Union and witnessed its economic collapse. Now he lives in the United States and foresees one here. His recent book, The Five Stages of Collapse, will be a KBOO membership drive thank you gift. That's Thursday, October 17th at 9:30 a.m. A conversation with Dmitry Orlov on KBOO, your radio station.
Global warming, it's real, it's dangerous, and it can be stopped. Next Monday on KBOO Radio, the Old Mole hosts a two-hour special starting at 8 in the morning, right after Democracy Now!, on the great promise of clean sun and wind energy to completely replace dirty fossil fuels. We have the technologies, the resources, too, and our popular movements, now embryonic to be sure, could sufficiently strengthen to overcome entrenched interests to transform this country. Next Monday at 8 a.m., an Old Mole Climate Change special report.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, also heard around the web at www.kboo.fm. The time is 7:01. We are in our fall membership drive. We're trying to raise $125,000, so don't forget to call 1-877-500-5266. Stay tuned for Hard Knock Radio.
Yo, peace. This is the Gift of Gab.
It's the Mighty Chief XL.
And right now, you're cooling out on Hard Knock Radio.
Blackalicious in your area.
Turn it up on your Hard Knock box.
Yo, this is Brian Terry, co-author of Grub, Ideas for an Urban Organic Kitchen. And when I'm not in the kitchen whipping up a chocolate pecan pudding pie with nut crust, I'm listening to Hard Knock Radio. Be healthy, y'all.
This is SJ Miyoshiro, old school graffiti writer. And when